It's time for the Did You Know Show here on KCHI. Trevor Grady and Noah Cassidy here with the guys again on this Monday, March 13th. Noah, what do you have for us today?
So I found something that I had no idea. Like, I mean, I don't even know if these existed. Well, I mean, I was born in 98, so who knows? But did you know that the 1998 toy Furbies were banned by the NSA?
I did not know that.
NSA banned them. So in 1998, if you don't know about this toy, it's a fur-covered robot that's kind of looks like a hamster and an owl put together. It's a computerized toy to greet children, and it's saying to them in Furbish, which was a made-up language. The Furby's main hook was all about interaction, so it would be startled by loud noises, respond to like petting and dancing. It was like a happy little creature, and it gave you all these movements and whatever as you played with it. And supposedly, the robots could learn English. It was a gimmick that created a whirlwind of conspiracies, including the idea that Furbies were actually international spies.
Mm.
So because the Furby was the first toy of its kind, most people didn't understand how it could actually learn a language, because they didn't have AI like that back then to put into robots.
Right.
And so they initially thought that it could listen into top secret conversations and stuff like that. So the NSA actually banned the toy from from the Norfolk Naval Shipyard and the Pentagon as well.
Wow.
So they believed that robots, that they were embedded with recording devices that would allow them to listen to sensitive topics and possibly relay classified information like that. Now, the Tiger Electronics did finally come out and say that the toys were actually programmed with 200 English words, that at the longer the kid played with it, it would start revealing some of those words and just say some of it. So it wasn't really listening and learning. It was just a delayed programming that they had on it.
Okay.
But yeah, so still to this day, there's a whole bunch of people that still believe that that's possibly something that it was done. There's a bunch of conspiracy. But it didn't really stop the sales. They still sold 40 million of them within the first 3 years.
Dang. Furbies. Furbies. That's crazy.
International spies.
I guess so. You never know. They could be listening to you right now. That's funny. All right. So did you know that the S in Ulysses S. Grant doesn't stand for anything?
Just nothing at all.
Nothing at all. So Ulysses S. Grant, the 18th United States president from 1869 to 1877. So many Americans, including myself, don't know his real name. He was born Hiram Ulysses Grant. On April 27th, 1822. And he went by the name Ulysses, because he went by his middle name, Ulysses, from a young age. And people have wondered, where does that S come from? All right, so in mid-June of 1864, during the height of the Civil War, Congressman Elihu B. Washburn was wondering where this S came from, because he never heard what his middle name was. And so he wrote to Ulysses S. Grant and said, what does the S in your name mean? And Ulysses Grant responded by saying, in answer to your letter, I can only state nothing.
I can only state nothing.
That was his answer. And so then the story came out. So 25 years prior to that, he graduated from West Point, the military academy, and the U.S. Congressman Thomas Hamer, who was in charge of his platoon or whatnot, he wrote then 17-year-old Ulysses S. Grant's name and just added an S by accident. And it went through like a bunch of different channels, and so it ended up on his diploma. And then because that was like his military diploma, it like got into all the systems.
What it was.
And he tried to get rid of it, by the time it like he could do anything about it, it was already everywhere. So
it's catchy. That, I mean, we've heard it our whole life,
yeah,
like that.
Ulysses S. Grant.
But it just kind of rolls off the tongue. But it just absolutely. Now, it could have been like Steven or something, right?
Yeah. I always assumed it was just his middle name, but I guess it's just it was a typo at first, and then he just went with it.
There's his name. All right.
All right, that'll do it for the Did You Know Show. We'll be back with guests tomorrow at 2:45 p.m.